Fasten your seatbelt, turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip.
And brothers, this is Reverend Satchmo getting ready to beat out this mellow sermon for you. My text this evening is when the saints go marching in. Here come Brother Hickenbottom down the aisle with his trombone. Blow it, boy.
Today on Route 51, we are not driving. We are marching into the Bull Falls Brewery on East Thomas Street in Wausau as we preview this Saturday's inaugural Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are proud to be sponsoring this first-of-its-kind event along with the River Valley Jazz Society.
When the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, yes, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in.
On Saturday at Wausau's Bull Falls Brewery, 9 bands will perform on 2 stages from 11 in the morning until 8 at night, with headliners the Reverend Al Townsend's Bunny Berrigan Memorial Band and regional jazz legends including John Greiner, Louis Pratt, Paul Zopel, Rich Pinsky, Jim LaPointe's New Orleans Hothouse Jazz Band with John Aristat, the Bridge Street Dixieland Review, the Swing City Dance Band, and, of course, Sid Kyler's Dixieland Band. So today on Route 51, we're going to hear from some of the musicians who will be performing. We'll hear from some of the classic American jazz musicians of all time, and we'll be talking about the festival with Bull Falls Brewery owner and concert promoter Don Zamzo, River Valley Jazz Society spokesman Louis Pratt, and the legendary Sid Kyler. We also want to hear from you. If you've been touched by the music of these local musicians, if you've got a story about how jazz music has made a difference in your life, give us a call at 261-6371. If you're in the Wausau area, that's 261-6371, or toll-free anywhere you're listening at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Don, Louis, and Sid, thanks for being on Route 51, and I am pumped. I'm really excited about this event coming up on Saturday.
Hey, Glenn.
You know, Sid, you listen to Louis Armstrong's trumpet, and you can't help but feel that he was really instrumental in developing the style that you emulated. Do you view him as kind of a model or a mentor?
Well, I have several trumpet people that I grew up watching. Harry James was one. Wild Bill Davidson was another one on his cornet. And, of course, Louis. It was kind of a mixture of all three of them that I liked. Some of them were in bigger bands. Some of them were in smaller groups. But we certainly enjoyed and probably had some kind of an effect on me all the way through my young and up to this point.
Louis, tell us a little bit about the River Valley Jazz Society. What is it? How many members do you have?
The River Valley Jazz Society is a nonprofit organization having the, 501c3 status. And the society was organized with the purpose of education in and participation in. Participation being a key, because that's the highest form of doing anything, is to do it yourself.
Right.
And the organization is about 10 years old, and we've sponsored a number of events and workshops and festivals and so forth over the years. For example, every year we sponsor the jazz stage at the Arts Fest, which is, I believe, this year, September 11 and 12.
And how many members do you have right now? I know it's kind of hard to keep track because they come in and they go out.
Yeah, we have a nominal list of about 400 people.
Wow.
Yes, but there's a core, a hard core, you might say, who are active and who keep the organization going.
Well, how did you guys come up with the idea of doing this? And, you know, Don, you jump right in here. This came together in a hurry from what I understand. You just started talking about it this spring?
Well, I think Louis, Sid could... explain how this got going here.
Okay. Roger Pickering, who also plays in our band, and I decided to stop in at, we'd been playing at beer gardens in the area for the last few years, and we decided why not expand that and maybe hit the Bull Falls Brewery and see if they'd be interested in hiring our band for some Sunday afternoon in the beer garden, something like that. So we stopped in there. This was early May, and we stopped in there to check with Don and see if he'd be interested in having our band. And he said, actually, he said, we were meeting, I was meaning to call you. He said, what do you guys think about having a jazz fest? And we thought about it. We thought, well, here we are in the middle of the polka and country western belt. I'm not sure that's going to fly. But
Don's smiling. He's not offended. Don, you've been a polka musician for much of your life, isn't that true?
Yeah, but he's promoting this jazz. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, the more we talked to people and other musicians, we thought this might just be a possibility. And it kind of grew from there.
Yep, we scheduled a meeting the following Friday at 3 o'clock, and we've been meeting every Friday at 3 and since then. And things are finally coming together. And even though I grew up with polkas and played polkas for 50 years, I had to think about this little story about Louis Armstrong. When I was in junior high, I put together as an assignment a program that was broadcast over the PA system at the Central School on Louis Armstrong and the tradition that they have in New Orleans of a band going on the funeral and then coming back and playing
right.
this stuff here. And that was my first real exposure to that kind of music. And I have a fairly good collection of Dixieland jazz music, and I followed it all my life, even though I'm a polka player.
Well, this event really does kind of focus on traditional mainstream American jazz. It's you look at the lineup of bands, and it's kind of heavy on the Dixieland and the swing band music.
Yeah, it is. But John Greiner has got a great group, and he's a little different style of jazz, but very appreciable, and he has his local fans, and he'll do very well at this. He'll be loved at this session here.
Well, let's talk about some of the things that are going to be happening this Saturday. Don, you've got food by Hudson's Classic Grill and door prizes. Tell me about those.
Well, when we started our brewery a little over 2 years ago, we had in our mind the idea of putting up a beer garden. And obviously with beer and oompa music and the German tradition that we have and the Czech tradition, that's where we were beginning to focus. And we had our first festival out there in the beer garden last fall. It was an Oktoberfest, and it was very successful. And then this spring we had a Bachfest in conjunction with the Honor Flight, and that was just enormous. And we're taking a cue a little bit from the Harpoon Brewery in Boston, where they have a thing called Harpoon Helps. And we're trying to feel our way along as to where we might be able to help. And we picked this Honor Flight, and now we thought we'd be really a good fit for the Jazz Society. It's something that not everybody does all the time, and if we could help, and...
Now the proceeds, admission is free to this event, so the money for the proceeds is coming from something. Is that from the drink sales or from...
Well, it's a little bit of everything, but what our thought was, we would ask people to help sponsor bands, help organizations like Wisconsin Public Radio is helping, and other Packer Fan Tours is helping with the door prizes and stuff. And then there's a series of organizations that are going to sponsor parts of the bands, the cost of the bands. The bands are not going to be taking all of the costs that they normally would take, so this money is going into this kitty. And then even though the admission is free, we're going to be inviting people to make a $2 donation into this jug when they come in there that's going to go towards the Jazz Society. And then for a $5 donation, they'll have a personally autographed copy of the poster that Sid autographed. And maybe the people can collect other musicians' autographs during the course of the day.
You bet.
On there. And then for a $10 donation, they'll get the imprinted logo with the date on it for this first annual festival, which should become a good collector's item.
So all of the proceeds then go to the River Valley Jazz Society. And
yes.
Louis, what are you going to be doing with that?
Well, excuse me. One of the things that we're hoping to do is to offer a scholarship for, say, a semester of study at the Wausau Conservatory of Music. Now, the Wausau Conservatory of Music does have a jazz program. There are John Greiner, as we mentioned, is pretty much full-time Well, no, he does classical teaching as well.
We've got a lot of great jazz musicians who are in and out of that organization.
Oh, yes, yes. So that is our hope, that we will be able to, at a minimum, offer a scholarship for one semester for a worthy, deserving student.
Well, you put things together in a hurry, and for putting it together in a hurry, you've got quite an impressive lineup of bands that are playing. Sid, why don't you tell me a little bit about the headliner, the Reverend Al Townsend.
Sure. Well, Al Townsend is famous in La Crosse and Midwest for primarily he's a heavy hitter in the Great River Jolly Jazz Society event down there. And usually that's in August, and it's performed right in La Crosse. And he has some great musicians with him. His drummer is a fellow by the name of Tom Workus, who used to be a teacher here at the Newman High School. And he became a professor, and he retired. They call him professor now. And he also, on every jazz weekend down there that they have the festival, he does a religious ceremony right on the Wisconsin River with the paddle boats going by. He's a retired mm-hmm. Presbyterian minister and a great trumpet player, and he's a very colorful guy, and I think we're going to really enjoy him.
Well, let's play some of his music. We've got the Reverend Al Townsend's Bunny Berrigan Memorial Jazz Band. Who is Bunny Berrigan for the uninitiated?
Oh, he's a great trumpet player from Fox Lake. And another thing that we used to go down to, and they would have a service right at the gravesite where Bunny Berrigan is buried. And I could see his gravestone with a trumpet engraved on it and some other great attributes for Bunny. He died in the middle 30s, alcoholism, I believe, but he was a great trumpet player. I grew up with a lot of his records.
Well, appropriately enough, here's Al Townsend doing a song about gravesites and alcohol. It's St. James Infirmary Blues. Al Townsend and the Bunny Berrigan Memorial Band. This is not a cutoff of a CD. This is a live recording from a tavern in the La Crosse area. Sid Kyler, St. James Infirmary is a song that your band performs. It's one of those famous New Orleans standards.
Well, yeah, and I think a lot of times, I think this was significant in the fact that they had a lot of these funerals down there, and this was a typical type of song they would play as a dirge going to the funeral. And then after the service, they'd pick it up and do something lively. But that was probably one of the tunes, a lot of them, but that was one of them that they would use in that sort of a thing.
And they would turn that whole thing into a party by the time the funeral service was over. I had an experience, something like that, in Chicago. The great Chicago blues composer and musician Willie Dixon died when I was there. I was working for Fox News, and they had a funeral that started downtown, went down Martin Luther King Drive, and on every street corner there were local blues bands playing. They were bringing the casket on a couple of on a horse-drawn carriage, and it was quite a sight, you know, and a whole entourage of street musicians playing trombones and washboards and tambourines and what have you.
And they also had a lot of the young ladies with the parasols gyrating along.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of colorful hats on those street corners as we passed along. Sure. We're talking to Sid Kyler and Louis Pratt and Don Zamzo about the inaugural, the first annual Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival. It takes place this Saturday, July 17th, at the Bull Falls Brewery, 901 East Thomas Street. Admission is free. It's sponsored by Wisconsin Public Radio. I'll be emceeing and playing guitar with Sid's band, and we're going to be playing some live music here at the bottom of the hour. We'd like to hear from you. If jazz music has influenced your life, give us a call at 261-6371 or 1-800-780-9742. I'm Glenn Mobrig. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network.
Support for WPR comes from UMR, a United Healthcare company providing employee benefits administration, integrated health management, and pharmacy benefits administration for self-funded employers throughout the U.S. More about UMR at umr.com.
1-800-780-9742 if you'd like to join the conversation. I'm Glenn Mobrig. This is a Route 51 show previewing the River Valley Jazz Society, the Sid Kyler Jazz Festival, this Saturday at the Bull Falls Brewery. And we've got Don Zamzo and Louis Pratt and Sid Kyler with us for the hour. John Greiner is performing, and I think we should probably play some of his music. He was doing a Frank Sinatra-style review for a while. We're going to play one of the cuts that he recorded recently. And this is John Greiner's big band doing the song Tangerine.
Tangerine, she is all they claim. With her eyes of night and lips as bright as flame. Tangerine, when she dances by, Senorita stare and Caballero sigh. Yes, she has them all on her run, but her heart belongs to just one. Her heart belongs to Tangerine. I mean to tell you that she has them all on her run.
That's the John Greiner Big Band. Dino Bellotti is the gentleman who's doing that great Frank Sinatra-esque vocal. Dino is not going to be at the Jazz Festival this weekend, but John Greiner will be. And as you were saying, Sid, how many pieces is he going to have?
I think he said this morning when I saw him, he said about seven pieces.
Seven pieces, so it's close to a big band.
It's called his Little Big Band.
That's exciting. You know, that's exciting. And that brings a different era. It's not Dixieland music. It's the 30s and 40s and 50s style swing music.
Yeah.
Someone else who's going to be performing is the Paul Zopel. I believe his quintet is going to be performing. Paul is a local Wausau guy. And Louis, he's been a member of the Jazz Society for a long time.
Oh, yes. I think he was one of the originals and from time to time as an officer of the organization. And Paul started out as, I believe, a trombone player, and then his kids, who are also talented, wanted to jam at home. So, come on, Dad, learn the piano. And that's how he got to be a pianist. And now he does a lot of composing. He plays a lot of his own compositions, and I'm sure we will hear a number of those on Saturday.
Let's take a quick listen to the Paul Zopel Jazz Ensemble. Here he's doing a jazz standard called But Not For Me. And Don, as you were saying, we've got two stages going. You've got the bigger bands playing outside, and then inside you'll have more music.
Yeah, out in the beer garden, we're having a big blue and white tent, which was erected this morning. It's standing there now, and it basically takes up the entire beer garden, so it'll be comfortable there. There'll be tables and benches, and people can get their food and take it to the tables. But then we've got it, our grounds fenced off so that people can leave the beer garden and they can go up front to the tap room. And that's where all of the little groups and combos will be playing throughout the day. So, and we have a program printed so that when people come in, they can see which group is playing in which venue and decide to go where they want. And we've got it arranged in such a way that most of the groups will appear a second time, so that if they can't be there at a certain time in the day and they can come later or vice versa.
All right, well, hold that thought. We've got to take a quick news break. When we come back, Sid Keiler's Dixieland Jazz Band will be here live in our studio playing three songs, and you'll want to stay tuned for that. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network. All right, we are back in our Wisconsin Public Radio studio. I'm Glenn Mobrig. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. If you just joined us, we are previewing the first annual Sid Keiler River Valley Jazz Festival. It takes place this Saturday, this weekend, at the Bull Falls Brewery on Wausau's east side. Nine bands performing on two stages, including the Sid Keiler Dixieland Band. And we have, here in our cramped little studio, Sid Keiler on trumpet, Dwayne Askew on saxophone, Louis Pratt on clarinet, Roger Pickering on bass, and yours truly on guitar. And Sid, I think we're going to start with Basin Street Blues. Street Blues, the Sid Keiler Dixieland Band. Sid, I think we're going to do a Hoagy Carmichael song now. Georgia on my mind. Key of F. You got it. Sid, your theme song is the old standard done by Louis Armstrong and so many Dixieland bands.
Yeah, it's a great old song, and we love it. We've used it for probably 30 years. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans?
All right, the Sid Kyler Dixieland Band live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studio. Kyler Dixieland Band, that's Sid Kyler on trumpet, Louis Pratt on clarinet, Dwayne Askew on saxophone, Roger Pickering on bass, and yours truly on guitar. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We will be back with more music and conversation about jazz right after this.
The businesses, professionals, and organizations that support Wisconsin Public Radio's programming play an important part in our financial health. When you visit a WPR sponsor, please let them know that you appreciate their support of this station. Thanks very much.
I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. If you just joined us, you missed some live music. The Sid Kyler Dixieland Band right here in our very cramped Wisconsin Public Radio studio. We're looking forward to moving into our new digs, which will be happening in October at the UW Marathon County Center for Civic Engagement. But what we're talking about here is the first River Valley Jazz Society Festival, which takes place this Saturday at the Bull Falls Brewery. Our guests, Don Zamzo, Louis Pratt of the River Valley Jazz Society, and Sid Kyler. Sid, how long have you been playing the trumpet? To me, your phrasing sounds like Louis Armstrong, and I know you slap me every time I say that. But you've been a fixture in central Wisconsin jazz circles for a long time. How long has it been?
Well, I got interested. I got taking private lessons from a former music teacher by the name of Jim Staley in town when I was in John Marshall's school as a kid. And I took those lessons for quite a few years. And I just seemed to catch on to it. And then I went into high school and we played in the top adder band and I enjoyed that very much. And then I went into service and I played in some groups in the service and jam sessions. And one time we had a USO party and they furnished some instruments, and so I decided they had a horn there, and I picked that up, and somebody else had a saxophone, and they played that up, and there was a bass standing in the corner, and nobody knew how to play the bass, but there was a black fella there who said, well, I'll give it a try. And about 15 minutes, we heard the best bass I've ever heard in a long time. So it's been all my life I've been very interested.
Is this back in the 50s you were playing in the Wausau area or the 60s?
I've played in the Wausau in the 40s and then at the service. I went into the service on VE Day and we played quite a bit around the country.
What were the venues like in Wausau in the 50s? It was a whole different city, a whole different community. Wisconsin certainly didn't see the development at that point in time that it's seen now.
You mean of jazz or of...
I'm just talking about the culture was different.
Yeah.
Were the audiences appreciative of this jazz music?
Yeah, it was. And of course, they didn't have any of the modern technical things that we, you know, most of it was live and you didn't have recording sessions and things like that with modern technology that you have now. But we were readily accepted, I think, pretty much in our type of music. I wasn't always Dixieland, but as my career progressed, I kind of leaned towards that, and that's where I ended up.
What were some of the places that you played in town back in the 50s?
Well, we had a funny story. We played at the beer garden on the west side of Après-Ski back in the 50s. And there was a guy there that always, he ran the place, and we never bought a beer or something for the band. We played there every Sunday afternoon, and he had crowds. We made more money for him, and he never bought us a beer. So this one time I decided to go up, and I said, John, to the guy, I said, Bobby, fill it up with beer. And he said, sure. So then we looked at each other, and I finally realized I'm not going to get him to buy this pitcher of beer.
Uh-huh.
So I put my dollar down, went back to the band. Now 45 minutes later, we started to play. So our beer is empty. So I thought, this guy, and it takes me about 5 minutes just to get to the bar with all the people there. And I finally got up there and I said, Bobby, fill it up. He said, okay, Sid. So I thought, this is it. He's going to buy this one. We looked at each other and he finally said, I realize he's not going to buy it. So I threw my dollar down and he says, Sid, it's $1.15. The entertainment has started. And that was me.
Where was the beer garden?
Don, you don't run your place that way, do you?
No, that isn't going to be a problem on Saturday, I'll tell you that. Hey, but where was this beer garden, Louis?
That was
Sid.
Right on the corner of Rib Mountain as you turn right.
The Terrace Gardens.
Terrace Gardens.
It was a Terrace Garden in those days.
Yep. Yeah.
Louis, we've been playing a lot of horn-heavy music. You play the clarinet. Who are your biggest influences? Who do you listen to?
Actually, my idol, if there would be such a thing, for jazz clarinet is Artie Shaw. Now, Artie Shaw was not a Dixieland clarinetist, but he was a very creative and a very skilled jazz clarinet player.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things, his recordings are famous still. Later on, I got influenced by Coleman Hawkins and some of the jazz saxophonists of that era.
What do you think of Benny Goodman?
Yeah, Benny Goodman is a tremendous clarinet player.
Well, it's good you have that opinion because I've got some Benny Goodman right here. Here's a track with him doing his standard Moon Glow with Gene Krupa on drums, Teddy Wilson on piano, and Lionel Hampton on vibes. Benny Goodman on the clarinet, Moon Glow. That's Lionel Hampton on vibes, Benny Goodman on the clarinet, Gene Krupa on drums. You know, Benny Goodman was quite an innovator in a lot of ways. He was one of the first white jazz musicians to break the color barrier, to play with African-American musicians. He gave Charlie Christian his big start on the guitar, and Charlie was an unknown guy and later became a real innovator on the electric guitar and turned that instrument into a lead instrument for the first time.
And Benny Goodman also is a lot of classical artists, too.
He was a classical artist? I didn't know
that.
Oh,
yeah, he played a lot of classical music, too.
You know, my mother was a big Benny Goodman fan, and Louis, I was just telling you that I had to play clarinet all through grade school and junior high and high school. I never developed a feel for it, but parents have a way of trying to turn you into the things that they really like.
Well, one thing, Glenn, too, I had 9 years of piano instruction, too. When I was growing up, my folks had me taking private lessons on piano, which I can't play anything right now on it, but it was a good foundation for the trumpet coming up later.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys. We're going to play one more Louis Armstrong cut. And, Sid, this is something that that your band does, and don't think we do it quite as fast as Louis Armstrong and his All-Stars. Royal Garden Blues, recorded in Berlin in 1965, Louis Armstrong and his All-Star Band. What is it about jazz music? In a lot of ways, it's been defined as the quintessential American music for more than 100 years, bridging racial and cultural differences. Being based as it is on improvisation, you never play the song exactly the same way twice. It's unique, isn't it? And yet, Louis, it's in a lot of ways, it's found its influence in a lot of different kinds of music.
Well, yes, I think jazz music originally comes from classical music. There are periods in classical music where there is a kind of improvisation. And I think what eventually became jazz started up, they started playing tunes pretty much straight and then started to embellish a little. And then it moved from there to what we now know as jazz.
And you hear strains of jazz in a lot of popular American music. Willie Nelson, I watch him play guitar, and he's playing jazz cording and jazz lines, and some of his compositions, songs like Crazy. Mm-hmm. That's a jazz song.
It's a jazz standard. Yeah.
One of the most important things I think about jazz, too, is anybody that plays jazz or any kind of music, they better know their chords. And especially if you're improvising, you know, you can't get too far away from that melody or you're in trouble.
And the chords can be challenging.
Yes,
in jazz music. It's a real thrill being able to keep up with you guys when we're playing, and it's a challenge. You know, you're not playing three chords over and over again.
That's
it's sophisticated music.
Yep.
So Don Zamzo, you looking forward to Saturday?
I sure am. I can't wait.
And go on.
We've got things pretty well set up, and everybody's going to be there Saturday morning, bright and early, and we'll be waiting for the people to come and enjoy it.
And again, we're looking at nine bands performing on two stages, the Reverend Al Townsend's Bunny Berrigan Memorial Jazz Band from La Crosse, John Greiner with his Little Big Band, seven pieces on stage, Paul Zopel, who's been a fixture in the Wausau jazz scene for many years, Jim LaPointe's New Orleans Hot House Band, also Louis Pratt. Louis, you're going to be there with your own ensemble. And
yes.
We've got Rich Pinsky, the Bridge Street Dixieland Review. What can you tell us about them? Anybody know? I guess we'll find out.
The Bridge Street Dixieland Review is a Dixieland band made up of people from central Wisconsin, and they've been playing for quite a few years, decades perhaps.
And then we've got, go on,
okay,
Sid, I'm
the
sorry.
One thing, the difference between their band and ours, and they're a great, great band, great musicians, but from what I gather, they read the old charts pretty much, and in our group, we played enough of them that we just kind of wing it without the music, but I'm not to take anything away from them. They're great.
And then you've got the Swing City Dance Band. What can you tell us about them?
Swing City Dance Band is a big band, I think about 16 pieces. The same kind of instrumentation that grew up with swing music in the 30s, and I believe we will hear from them a mixture of styles and tunes.
Okay.
It is not something you'd call Dixieland, but there will be a lot of jazz played.
A lot of the old standards, and they close the show from 7 to 8 o'clock.
We want to thank today's guests, Don Zamzo, concert promoter and owner of the Bull Falls Brewery, Louis Pratt of the River Valley Jazz Society, Sid Kyler of the Sid Kyler Dixieland Band. Thanks also to musicians Dwayne Askew and Roger Pickering for helping out with the live music on this program. And remember, the very first Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival takes place this Saturday at the Bull Falls Brewery, 901 East Thomas Street on Wausau's east side. Admission is free. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to our executive producer, Rick Ryer, our on-air producer, Jane Richter. Special music today by Sid Kyler, the Reverend Al Townsend, also the John Greiner Big Band, Paul Zopel, Miles Davis, Benny Goodman, Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, and Ella Fitzgerald.
Don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Next Thursday on Route 51, we preview the very first annual Betty Boop Festival, scheduled for August 5th through August 8th in Wisconsin Rapids. Thanks again for riding along with us today. Until this Saturday and next week, we're swinging out of town.